This week, on Myths and Legends, we're talking about the Chinese zodiac, and we'll see how the years got their animals. A race full of threats, betrayal, raft building, and naps. And how, if you see that beautiful swan, maybe leave it alone. Unless you want to be responsible for burning down the world. The creature this time is that dragon that makes a bleak winter even worse by forcing you to feed it your friends. This is Myths and Legends, episode 401, Rat Race. This is a podcast where we tell stories from mythology and folklore. Some are incredibly popular tales you might think you know, but with surprising origins. Others are stories that might be new to you, but are definitely worth a listen. Today, we're roughly in Chinese legend slash mythology, telling the story of the Chinese zodiac and how the years got their animals. And that's because the day this episode drops is actually the Lunar New Year, or the Chinese New Year. I think that's the first time this has happened on this podcast, and it's even more rare now that we're every 2 weeks, so I figured I should use this opportunity to tell this story. The Lunar Year tracks the year based on new moons. The Gregorian calendar is based on the solar year, so how the Earth moves around the sun. Real quickly about the name, the holiday we're talking about today is celebrated across many cultures, and it's often referred to as the Lunar New Year or Chinese New Year. The term Chinese New Year reflects its historical origins in the Chinese lunisolar calendar, while Lunar New Year represents its broader celebration in places like Taiwan, Korea, Vietnam, and others, each having their own unique customs and traditions and sometimes name for the holiday. I will just refer to it as the New Year for this episode. Anyway, it's generally celebrated on the second new moon after the winter solstice. The lunar year is approximately 354 days long, which necessitates a leap month, which occurs in years where there are 13 new moons between the two winter solstices. Because of this, even though I'm going to list years, there is some variability between the years of the Gregorian calendar, as I'll say them, and the years of the lunar calendar. If you were born between March and December of a given year, that's your animal. If you were born in January or February, you could be the previous year's animal. 2025 is actually a leap year, with a leap month in July. Another note, this is a fun story, but it is a lot more complex, culturally, than simply this year means this animal and potentially personality traits. Each year is also associated with an element, which rotates on a 60-year cycle. No fun story for that, as far as I can tell. And animals can also represent different months, days, or even hours. There's a lot. Anyway, this is a legend as to how each year got its respective animals, and it begins with a proclamation from an old friend. The Jade Emperor called everyone together. So, there's a bit of a problem with this whole passage of time thing. The assembled gods and animals looked to each other. How so? They were doing fine. The Jade Emperor said, yeah, no, they were good. They were all immortal, but the humans down there? It was confusing. You see, they had life, they had years, but they didn't have any way to keep track of those years. So for them to go from kids to elderly in a completely unaccountable chunk of time and then die? Yeah, that's depressing. One of the gods raised a hand, but they had days, right? The Jade Emperor said, yeah, but he was thinking of a way to count the time on a more macro level, if that was the correct use of the word. Oh, well, who was he kidding? He was the supreme god in Chinese mythology. It's the correct use of the word. Numbers, we have numbers, another deity pointed out. Yeah, numbers are fun. They're good. They'll do the job eventually when people keep track of things and learn to count and all that, but I was thinking of something more exciting. I was thinking animals. The gods were confused, but the animals in attendance, well, their ears pricked up. And if we remember anything from Journey to the West, it's that there are animals in heaven, and that pretty much the only time we have troubles here on Earth are when the animals get out of the heavens and become horrible demonic monsters. Here, though, they were just animals. And they thought that was awesome. Also, what does that mean? The Jade Emperor said it means that each year will be represented by an animal. The animals looked at each other. This was fantastic news. So they would all get a year? The Jade Emperor thought on it a bit. Well, no, that would be a bit much. Like, there were infinite years and a finite number of animals. What were they going to have, the year of the pangolin or snub-nosed monkey or salamander? No, they would cap it at, like, let's say 12, and then just repeat after that. The animals looked at one another. Where did they sign? Signing being figurative, because only the monkey and maybe the snake could manipulate a pen. The Jade Emperor paced. To decide who would qualify, they would have a race. It would start the next morning. To win, the animals would sprint through the field and then cross the Great River. At this, most of the animals despaired. A race was one thing. Crossing the Great River, well, none of them were native swimmers, and if a fish happened to try it out, it couldn't manage the length of land beyond the river. There was no easy way through, as all of them could see. It was really a fair race. So that night, all the animals prepared. They rested and they planned. Almost all of them stayed in the houses of the Jade Emperor, but there were so many animals competing that they would have roommates. Some roommates were well matched, some, well, the rat nudged open the door with his little paws and climbed up into the room when he saw the cat. He stopped. You know what I said I'd do when I saw you next, right? You rat. You think even the Jade Emperor could stop me from giving you a massive, wonderful hug? Sure hope not, best bud. The rat held his rat arms wide, and the cat scooped him up in a soft, padded swipe, and not an angry, claw-filled swipe. I sure do love our friendship. The rat nuzzled into the purring cat's side. Looks like a hug pile. Mind if I turn it into a dog pile? They heard at the door to see dog there. You get out of here, dog. You go. You get out. No one wants you here, the pair shouted. And the dog backed away with his ears pinned back. Oh, okay, wow. Sorry. Hey, is he gone? The rat and the cat heard from the window. They both looked up to see the head of the ox peeking in. Not everyone got to sleep in the house for practical reasons. Okay, what do we know? The rat asked the cat. Cat said it wasn't looking good. He went to the river earlier that day. It was faster and choppier than he anticipated. Wide, too. What will it take to win? The rat asked. Cat shook his head. There was no winning. They should aim to place. Rat said that wasn't good enough. Aim for the moon. That way, even if you fail, you'll land among the stars, the ox bellowed. Both the rat and cat turned. Which middle school library poster did you read that from? The rat scoffed. Then thought about it. Well, it was the race for the Zodiac, so it did fit better than he originally thought. And the ox had a point. If they aimed a place, they might not make it at all. Cat said that wasn't what she was talking about, and tried to talk some sense into the rat. How would they possibly be first? There was a dragon, and you know what dragons do? They fly. There's a tiger, which is me, but with more muscles. There's a dog who can doggy paddle across. And don't forget Snake, who, though she lacks arms and legs, you can never really count her out. Pretty much everyone had the advantage over Rat and Cat. Well, we have friendship, the rat nodded. Okay, and now who's getting their wisdom from cheesy motivational posters? Rat said he was thinking of a more practical application. Ox, you can swim, right? Ox said yes, like most mammals, he is naturally capable of swimming. His muscular body is buoyant, and he can even carry small loads. In an historical context, oxen have often been used to ford rivers during migrations. Excellent, the rat said. Can we ride on your back tomorrow? We'll let you cross the finish line before us. We just need to get across the river. The ox's face lit up. Of course. He would love to help his friends. There you go. Now we'll just coast to the end, riding on the back of the ox, the rat said. Anyway, he would let the cat and the ox get some sleep. Rats were nocturnal, and he would like to use this opportunity to see what the others were planning. Rat said goodnight and squeezed through a crack in the wall. Most of the house was asleep, preparing for the following day, but Goat, Monkey, and Rooster were awake. and they were talking. Another alliance. They had tried to recruit Ox, but that was after Rat had gotten to him, with promises of friendship and hugs. If you knew the right currency, you could buy anyone. But there was a problem with these three. Rooster had wings, but could only fly a few feet or a couple seconds at a time, so no need to worry about him. Goat, or in some stories sheep, was strong, but not as strong as Ox. And Monkey was smart, but not as smart as Rat. None of their hearing was all that great. Should have recruited Dog or Cat, so no one heard him in the walls. A raft. That was a problem. And Monkey had already made it. With Monkey and Rooster riding and Goat pulling, they might stand a chance. It was too late for Rat to destroy the raft, but they couldn't use what they couldn't find. Hours later, shaking the mud off, Rat returned just as the sun was about to rise. He found Ox outside. Tapping the creature on his hoof, he said it was almost sunrise. Time to get to the starting line. Ox looked through the window. Oh, shouldn't they wake Cat? The rat smiled. Of course. He scurried back in the house. We'll get started on the race, but that will be right after this. I like eating. I even like cooking, but I have a limited stamina bar when it comes to meal prep, and you're telling me I have to not just plan, but put on a heavy winter coat and leave the house to make dinner? Yeah, that's too much. Thankfully, you can now streamline dinner time with Home Chef. You only get the groceries you need to make fantastic meals, and you get them delivered right to your door. And then there's this recipe sheet with instructions. It is so easy. It's no surprise that users of leading meal kits have rated Home Chef number one in quality, convenience, value, taste, and recipe ease. They have classic meals with pre-portioned ingredients, 30-minute recipes, oven-ready recipes, microwave meals, and more. They have 30 options a week to cater to a variety of dietary needs, and no surprise, it's economical. Home Chef customers save an average of $86 per month on groceries. You're eating at home, you're saving money, and most importantly, you can avoid going outside in sub-zero temperatures. For a limited time, Home Chef is offering my listeners 18 free meals, plus free dessert for life, and of course, free shipping on your first box. Go to homechef.com/legends. That's homechef.com/legends for 18 free meals and free dessert for life. homechef.com/legends. Must be an active subscriber to receive free dessert. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. When it comes to writing, I find the hardest thing is starting the story. Once I'm off and running with a clear direction, I can focus in and write for hours, but knowing where to start is often the most difficult part. A new year can be a start to a new story. There are so many blank pages waiting to be filled. What do you want your 2025 story to be? If, like me, you have a little bit of a hard time getting started or finding direction, maybe a therapist can be your editor to help you build a plan so you're creating the story you deserve to live. I've absolutely benefited from therapy in my own life, from setting boundaries or helping me to communicate, or even just to have someone external to talk to help give me perspective. If you're thinking of therapy, check out BetterHelp. You don't have to find someone local. It is all online. There's a network of over 30,000 therapists with many specialties, and you can switch at any time at no extra cost. Write your story with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/myths to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/myths. Rat and Cat walked beside Ox as they made their way along the river to the starting line. They passed Rabbit, stretching. Dragon was already hovering in the air. His attention seemed to be elsewhere, though. Tiger studied Ox and Rat like the prey animals that they were, and Rat saw Cat's tail lower when she walked by the cat that was in every way her better. Snake studied Rat, and Rat met her eyes. Monkey, Goat, and Rooster were panicked, and Rat could only snicker. Dog was licking himself. Gross, Dog. And Pig was taking a nap. The three settled in, and the Jade Emperor descended, hovering above the river. There was a finish line approximately 100 meters beyond the other side of the Great River. The first 12 animals to cross that line would have their own year. That was all. Ready? The animals looked to each other, and then to the Jade Emperor. Set? Go. Cat leapt, and Rat clambered up the side of Ox, who didn't even seem to feel their claws. You both on? Ox called back, and Rat said, yes, go. Ox began his gallop and splashed down in the river, and Rat immediately scampered to the back to see what was going on with the others. Rabbit, instead of going immediately into the water, turned and bolted parallel to the river, running north out of sight. She was up to something and maybe planning to use her speed to get to a better crossing, but they would be over before then. Horse was swimming just about as fast as Ox, or he could have been, but he seemed distracted. He was moving slower. Rooster and Goat were trying to swim when Monkey, following a mark in the riverbank, spotted the raft Rat had hidden in the reeds. He called to two of them. Rat snickered. They would do well, but they wouldn't be first. And Dog. Dog was a faster swimmer than most, but he had gotten distracted, playing with a moth. Their lead was so big that he couldn't catch them now. Then, a shadow. Something passed between Ox and the sun. Dragon. There was no way to prepare for that. No way to sabotage a flying dragon. Rat sighed. Of course it would be first. The dragon flew high above the river and turned, descending toward the finish line and would cross it in seconds, but it stopped. It looked on the horizon and turned, darting off toward something none of them could see. What's it doing? Cat asked, but Rat could only shake his head. No idea. But he knew what it wasn't doing. Crossing the finish line. They still had a chance. We still have a chance? What are you talking about? Of course we do. We're definitely going to be in the 12 animals, Cat laughed. You're still thinking about placing. I'm saying we're going to win, Rat said. We don't need to win, Rat, Cat said, but Rat cut her off. No. She was right. Cat didn't need to win. Ox didn't need to win. Tiger, dragon, dog, even rooster and monkey, none of them needed to win. Cat was warm and friendly. Ox was strong and hardworking. Rat was Rat. He was a pest and a nuisance. But if the Jade Emperor honored him as the best, as first, he squinted. Shoot. Tiger. Tigers, I learned, are powerful swimmers. They can swim at speeds of 6 to 10 kilometers an hour, or about 4 to 6 miles per hour, about twice as fast as a recreational human swimmer. Tiger was behind, probably getting over the natural aversion to water, but he was closing the gap. I need you to move faster, Ox, like a lot faster, Rat squeaked, climbing atop Ox's back and up to his ears. They were almost there. Once they made it to land, it was a dead sprint. Ox should have it in land speed versus swim speed, but they had to reach land first. But Ox was flagging. Only a few meters from land, and he was slowing down. Tiger was close and getting closer. It wasn't fair. It wasn't fair that some animals were born hunters and kings, and he was reviled by all just for who he was. He had to win. He turned to Cat. Ox is carrying too much weight. He needs to get to the finish line, and it's too much, Rat said, shifting over. So, we'll be fine. Dog hasn't even left yet. We'll be second, third, fifth, even it really doesn't matter, Cat said. It does matter. It matters to me, Rat said. Cat's back bristled as she began to rise, but it was too late. Rat leapt and barreled into her at her shoulders, sending her sprawling into the water. What happened? Ox yelled back. He felt lighter. Why are you talking? Go, Rat said, and bit the ox on his haunches. As Cat struggled to keep her head above water in a flurry of kicks and paw swipes, she looked at her friend, unbelieving. In the tiger's wake, her head bobbed, and when she came back up, Ox and Rat were on land. Go, go, Rat bit the hindquarters of the ox, who barreled in panic toward the finish line. When they were still 50 meters away, the tiger emerged from the river, and the rat despaired. Even with their lead, a tiger running at full speed could still beat them, except he couldn't run at full speed. His soaked fur was laden with water. By the time the tiger shook the water out, it was done. Rat timed it perfectly. He ran across the back of the ox, leapt, and dove across the finish line. Rat was the first to finish, and the first Zodiac. Everyone paused for a moment to see... Rat? Really? Even the Jade Emperor couldn't believe that Rat was the first to finish. He was so small, he couldn't swim nearly as fast as the others. Rat laughed. He might be small, but he was smart. And indeed, he was. He was quick-witted, resourceful, and versatile. And he was first. The most recent Rat years have been 72, 84, 96, 2008, and 2020. Before the Jade Emperor was congratulating Rat, Ox barreled across. He looked back to see Cat swimming back to the shallows on the other side of the river and felt a little bad. Ox was a good friend. Ox was dependable, strong, and determined, and he was in second place. The most recent Ox years have been 73, 85, 97, 2009, and 2021. The tiger, not seeing anyone behind him in the river, shook and loped off toward the finish line. He finished third, but almost lost it to Rabbit, who sprinted in to be a hair's breadth away from making it to the top three. Tiger is brave, competent, competitive, and unpredictable. And the most recent Tiger years have been 74, 86, 98, 2010, and 2022. The rabbit, like the other animals who needed an edge for the race, planned what she would do. And when the signal was given and the other animals ran forward toward the water, she ran parallel to the river. It was a long run, but she was the only one who could make it to the one spot where the rocks jutted above the flow of the water, and she was the only one who could jump between them. All told, she crossed the bulk of the river fast enough that, if it weren't for that last rock and that bit of algae, she would have come in first. Whether all rabbits are lucky or it's just this one, I don't know, she managed to catch a log and cling to it all the way back downriver, where, miraculously, a wind picked up and blew the log over to the bank. When she made her leap, Tiger had just finished shaking, and it wasn't a close race until Rabbit made it a close race. She finished just behind Tiger. Rabbit, who was optimistic, reserved, kind, and quick-witted, was in fourth. The most recent Rabbit years have been 75, 87, 99, 2011, and 2023. Of note, there's a version where Rabbit leapt atop the backs of the swimmers, but I chose the one I did because, to me, a rabbit wouldn't jump on a tiger's back ever or hang out with a snake. Yeah, I'm apparently going to be a big stickler for realism when it comes to this cosmic race between talking animals. It was right after Rabbit that the shadow swept over the finish line. The first seed, Dragon, had come in fifth. Even the Jade Emperor had to know. What happened? There was no reason Dragon shouldn't have been first. Dragon said, well, some things are more important than a race. More important than glory. When he was hovering above the finish line, he noticed, a few hundred miles away, a village was suffering. And he could do something about it. So he flew there first, brought rain for their crops and their people, and then flew back. When he saw Rabbit clinging to the log, about to miss the bank, he blew on the log so Rabbit could make the jump. Dragon was confident, intelligent, and enthusiastic. In fifth place, his years are 76, 88, 2000, 2012, and 2024. We'll finish the race, but that will, once again, be right after this. 2025 is here, and Mint Mobile has a resolution for you. Skip the gym. Way ahead of you there, Mint Mobile. Skip the fad diet. Skip the resolutions you'll forget about by next month. Instead, make a resolution to save some serious cash by making the switch to Mint Mobile. And right now, you can get half off their 3-month unlimited plan. We've used Mint for a business line, and it was surprisingly easy to switch a phone over with an old number. I was looking over their, not our month wireless carrier, and I was like, oh, you know, that's close. And then I was like, no, that's Mint's yearly price, not our monthly price with the other company. And then it's like, yeah, Mint is astoundingly better. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text. Leave your old wireless plan in 2024. Switch to Mint, and new customers can get half off an unlimited plan until February 2nd. To get your new wireless plan for just $15 a month and get the plan shipped to your door for free, go to mintmobile.com/legends. That's mintmobile.com/legends. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Papa! Everyone looked down to... Snake? Snake is sixth? I didn't cheat, Snake said. I'm just like my dad, the dragon. That's why I'm here. She's not... That's not my child, the dragon said. She might look like a small dragon, but she's not. Yeah, I know you rode the horse here. It's not cheating, the Jade Emperor said. And he wasn't wrong. The snake did see what Rat and Cat were up to, and climbed atop her own mount, riding the horse first across the river, and then wrapping around its legs to make it to the finish line. Objectively, the worst way to ride a horse. Even though it's similar, it really highlights how, you know, getting permission is important, and why you should clear it ahead of time if you're going to jump on someone's back and ride them through a race, which would actually be my preferred way of running my next 5K if that were a thing. The horse was terrified the entire time, and when they reached the shore, tried to buck the snake, leading to the snake wrapping itself around the horse's leg. The snake, shrewd, enigmatic, and wise, was number 6 to finish. The most recent snake years have been 77, 89, 2001, 2013, and the year that starts today, 2025. Having been freaking out the entire time, the horse, which can swim faster than an ox, well, the horse was having an off day. He snorted across the finish line with a trot. The horse, sociable, energetic, and straightforward, was 7th. The most recent horse years have been 78, 90, 2002, and 2014. You, the goat said, clipping along the finish line with Monkey and Rooster close behind. The rat said, me? Yes, I was number 1. You hit our raft, the goat, or in some places the sheep, accused. The rat said, Prove it? No? You can't? The nice fictional story you just made up. Sorry about your muddy friends. The monkey and rooster were muddy from helping the goat, or sheep, pull the raft from the reeds, where Rat had stashed it. When they finally managed, Ox, Horse, and Tiger were already in the water, and Rabbit was gone up the riverbank. Goat paddled across the river with the raft in tow, and by the time they made it, there wasn't much of a rush toward the end. Goat, or Sheep, who was calm, sympathetic, and easygoing, was 8th. The most recent goat/sheep years have been 67, 79, 91, 2003, and 2015. Monkey, known for being smart, curious, and resourceful, was 9th. The most recent monkey years have been 68, 80, 92, 2004, and 2016. Rooster, who's stable, talkative, and constant, was 10th. The most recent rooster years have been 69, 81, 93, 2005, and 2017. Then, nothing. No one. The run-up to the finish line was completely open, but they were still missing the last two runners. Rat looked down. Looked like placing might not have been all that difficult after all. Far off in the distance, across the river, he saw Cat, who had given up. He also saw Dog, who was still trying to bite that moth. "Dog! Dog, what are you doing?" the Jade Emperor called out. Dog looked up from the far back. "Come, come here." He slapped his hand on his thigh. Dog's ears pricked up and he jumped in the water, Doggy paddling all the way over before shaking, sniffing around, going back in the water for a bit, coming back out, running along the shore, and then, finally, going back in the water a second time and then back out to walk across the finish line. Dog is helpful, honest, and loyal. And number 11. Most recent dog years have been 70, 82, 94, 2006, and 2018. And after that, everyone waited. Well, where was the last one? Then people squinted at the pink mass floating across the river. Slowly. Every now and then, two holes popped up above the water until, at the edge of the river, Pig emerged, winded, with water dripping from him. Having to sit down for a good 15 minutes, Pig's sharp little hooves weren't meant for moving through the water, Pig finally rose, put his sweatband back on, and started on a good, slow to medium trot to the finish line. Everyone watched it walk over and then collapse from exhaustion, ending the race the way it started the race, with a long nap. Pig, known to be caring, generous, smart, and outgoing, crossed just before sunset, the 12th and last animal of the Chinese zodiac. The most recent pig years have been 71, 83, 95, 2007, and 2019. And so, it was done. All the heavens applauded. The years had their representatives. Well, almost all the heavens applauded. "I know it was you, Rat," Cat said, walking up to Rat. Rat looked this way and that. Well, he did push Cat off the back of the ox. They were the only two riding, so yeah, it was him. He was sorry. He really wanted to win. "I know it was you, and you broke my heart," Cat said. Rat said again he was sorry. Cat could have just finished the race, but Cat shook her head. No, she wouldn't be part of any zodiac that had a creature like Rat in it. From this day forward, his progeny and Rat's would be at odds. Rat's children and his children's children would be hunted and eaten. Cat turned and left. Rat said, "Come on, they didn't need to do this, really?" He turned to the others. "Were they hearing this?" He looked around to the creatures that didn't want to speak to him because he betrayed his best friend. He laughed. This would all blow over. Rat won. He would be beloved. It's not like his name would ever become shorthand for like traitor or betrayer, right? But the group had moved on. There was other news, other whispers. The Jade Emperor turned to the deity that brought them the news. They did. What? The humans, the ones all of this had been for, they killed the swan. The swan? What swan? There was a swan? All the animals were confused. Yeah, Monkey said. He had just been listening in. The Jade Emperor sent some sort of sacred swan down to the humans on Earth. It was great. didn't turn into a monster or anything. And you know what they did? The animal said, well, they had a guess. The swan was an animal and the humans were humans, so they shot it? They shot it. Oh, you said they shot it. Yeah. Can you believe that? Monkey said. The rest of the animals looked at each other. Everyone here was a deep-seated misanthrope. Except for Dog, so yeah. What was the Jade Emperor going to do to them? Burn down the world. Burn down the world? The other deities said later that day in the Imperial Palace, as if answering the animal's question, but in a different later scene. But they just did the race and all that so the humans could tell time or something. The Jade Emperor loved the humans. The Jade Emperor said he did, but some things were unforgivable. Like killing a really nice-looking swan. You don't do that, apparently. And yeah, the Jade Emperor's response to that seemingly insignificant mistake burned down the world and everyone in it. And if you're thinking, that feels like an overreaction, you're not the only one. The other assembled deities, well, they quite liked the Earth and everything in it. They had to do something, so they descended. They found village after village of bewildered humans. What? Some doofus shot a pretty swan somewhere, so they had to pay the price for it? Yeah, they would do anything. That anything, it seems, was fireworks and lanterns. You see, the Jade Emperor might want to burn the whole world, but he wasn't about to do it himself. You have guys for that. He had a whole group of warriors who would torch the place, and the warriors looked down. Wait. Had someone else already gotten to the job? Looking down on the earth, they could see that it was awash in red and orange light. There were pops here, and there were fires and explosions there. Yeah, looks like their work was done. They returned to the Jade Emperor. Good news, boss. Earth was taken care of. The Jade Emperor said good. The other deities said that they would connect with Nuwa about making more humans, which would definitely be different from the humans that were there before and definitely weren't down there right now celebrating the new year / not dying. Right, because they're all dead, the Jade Emperor said. Oh, absolutely, the deity nodded. Probably don't send any more swans down there that you don't want to be shot, though. And that's why people, apparently, light lanterns and set off fireworks on the Lunar New Year. Because the deities of Chinese mythology pulled a Prometheus. But with fireworks. And also no liver-eating eagles. That's where we're going to leave it, and those are how the animals of the Chinese zodiac got their years. The swan story doesn't tie in directly, but I figured that was smoother than a break and an introduction for a quick story about why some people might light lanterns and shoot off fireworks and wear red on the holiday. There is another explanation in the creature this week. Anyway, it was a fun story, and I don't think I'll ever forget the order of the Chinese zodiac now. Anyway, Happy New Year to everyone who celebrates. Next time, in keeping with our string of somewhat topical episodes after the Christmas, New Year, and then this episode, in 2 weeks, in our story before Valentine's Day, it's a love story from Japan, which of course involves some tragedy and death. Just a little, though. There are also frogs and gods. The creature this time is Nian, from Chinese folklore. Now, winters can be tough. Here, after the warmth and fun of the holidays, you're hit with the brutal cold and darkness that lasts for months. That being said, it could be worse. There could be a creature that comes up from the water to eat anyone left in your village around the first of the year. You might be like, wow, Jason, that sounds bad. And also, really specific. Well, that's the story of Nian. Each year, it would climb out of the sea and eat its fill. And the only thing worse than January is spending that January outrunning your neighbors to be one of the last ones standing because, like in an old joke my dad used to tell, where a bear was running through the woods at two friends, and one stopped to put his running shoes on, prompting the other to ask what he was doing, did he think he was going to outrun a bear? And he replied, no, I don't need to outrun the bear, I just need to outrun you. Anyway, it's a bad time for community and for general morale, but that's what the people of this particular village had to do. Until, one winter, a beggar came through town. The people were generally pretty kind and generous when they were not running for their lives. The beggar stopped at each door and, at each house, the people said sorry. They would love to help, but they were just really trying not to be eaten. That was one of their resolutions this and every year. He kept looking until he arrived at the last house, at an elderly woman who was struggling to leave. In addition to asking for help, he also asked, what's going on? She explained that, for as long as anyone could remember, people ran for the mountains on the Lunar New Year, from the giant, tiger-like monster with horns. And the man laughed. Oh, that monster, yeah, he knew how to scare that away. The woman agreed to help him not die if he would help her not die, and so he went back to work. It wasn't so much looting as aggressive borrowing, as he broke into the surrounding houses and pulled out all the red paper they had, as well as digging through their closets to find any red clothes. He papered the doors of the houses down by the coast in red, dressed in red, and when the monster rose from the sea and saw all the red, it froze. The beggar knew he could get the creature to stop, but he would need something extra to drive it off. That's why he borrowed those fireworks. Shooting them into the air, the creature fled back into the sea, and the people, seeing the commotion and the creature retreating for once, returned to their village, where they celebrated the man who saved them. And each year, they would wear red and set off fireworks, and long after the Nian stopped showing up, and maybe died, the practice carried on to a Lunar New Year tradition that persists even to this day. That's it for this time. Myths and Legends is by Jason and Carissa Weiser. Our theme song is by Broke for Free, and the Creature of the Week music is by Steve Combs. There are links to even more of the music we used in the show notes. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.